Hello, I'm Nigel Reed, and welcome to the Cricket Canada Report. My guest this week is Gus Logie, former West Indies Test player, now head coach with the Canadian men's national team. Gus, a busy year coming up for you, culminating in November with the World T20 qualifiers. Before that, you've got the National Cricket League. You've also got the UAE and Holland coming here as well in the summer. Let's just, before we get on to what's going to come, talk a little bit about where you've been. You were recently back from the Middle East. You played Kenya. The results didn't go your way, though perhaps not entirely unexpected.
We were expecting better performances from individuals as well as the team collectively. I think we went there believing, after coming from Trinidad and Tobago, where we learned some hard lessons about how tough it will be, and gelling as a team, we felt going to the Middle East and playing against Kenya, we would have put some of the things we learned into practice down there. Unfortunately, we came out on the losing end. The outcomes were not what we expected, but of course, individual performances, we had some improvement in that. Many of the players enjoyed their personal best, if you want to call it that, whether it was batting or even bowling. We had quite a few individual scores that we could really feel proud about, especially some of the younger players in the squad. And, you know, our team score, we had some of the objective which we wanted to achieve of batting out 20 overs, batting out 50 overs, getting, you know, batting out 90 overs in a day. I think we've done that in the 4-day games. We scored a 358 against Kenya, which is something that we haven't done for a while. So at the end of the day, there were some pleasing aspects of the game. As I said, the young players stepped up to the plate more often than not. And I think it's a worry for us that the experienced players in the squad have not been able to really and truly put the kind of scores on the board that we expect. So it's something we're working at going forward. At the moment, we are on conditioning phase again in our preparation, as well as some skills sessions that we are having at Fulcrum at night. And we're looking forward to the next month or two with the weather being hopefully improving. And we'll be outdoors somewhere, Ross Lord Park and other venues available to us to continue our preparation.
Any particular reason, Gus, why those experienced players didn't necessarily embrace those leadership roles that you would expect and educate the young up-and-coming players?
Trying to put a finger on it, it's about taking responsibility and taking on more responsibility on themselves. Some of the senior players have been around for some time now, and they know what is expected of them. It's about putting in the extra work, I believe, and you know, having the confidence to go out there and perform, you know, consistently. And it's not just one performance that you need. You need consistent performance of your senior players more often than not. But I think it's heartening to see the younger players, you know, buying into the program of fitness, which is very important. And it's something that we believe the older players or the senior players have to buy into as well going forward. Because the older you get in the game, obviously, you need to be as fit as possible. And I think fitness plays an important part. It helps you concentrate better. It helps you stay away from injuries. This is something that we certainly working hard at educating the senior players about.
So in terms of bringing this group together, the senior players, the prospects that are coming up, these young openers who have talent, no question. I mean, how are you going about gelling this project together to enhance the product overall?
It's about education. Everything we do is about talking about the objective, talking about what we want to do, setting goals for each other at the end of the day, making sure we see the big picture, which is kind of cricket qualifying for world championships, and not just qualifying, but also doing well at that level when we get there. I think it's all well and good to qualify, but when you do get there, you have to make an impression on the world stage. And I think once the players understand that and know the demands that is expected of them, I think that's a challenge. And that's the climate that we have here. You don't always have the players as you like to work with. It's always a difficult situation. As you know, there are some players who are in different provinces. So it's always difficult to get those players to have enough contact time with them. So it's always a situation you see them only when you go on tour. So I think that in itself is something that it's a drawback for us. But we work with what we have and the facilities that are available to us. We work as hard as we can, as sensible as we can, to make sure that players understand what their roles are in the team and make sure that they accept their roles and try to execute their roles.
Coming up later in the year, I guess the big objective would be to try and qualify for the World T20s. Before that, you've got the UAE. You've got Holland coming to Canada. We'll talk about that in a moment. You've also got the second year of the National Cricket League, the NCL. How important a part does that play in your selection process and bringing these players on, giving them that experience that they need to be playing competitive cricket on a regular basis?
It's very important. And I think this year we might have a different format where we won't be picking the best possibly 60 or 70 players to really form the nucleus of this competition coming up with 5 or 6 teams taking part. You know, we want to get our best players from here, from all the other provinces coming together and then, you know, playing against each other in a very competitive environment. I think that is something that the board has agreed upon, and we're looking forward to having that competition in the next few months and choosing from that a number of individuals who we believe are going to be experienced enough to take us to the next level.
Are you of the impression that standards vary considerably across Canada, that perhaps the heartland of the quality cricket that you want to see is in Ontario and not so much elsewhere, or is that not what you're seeing?
I haven't had the opportunity to view the level of cricket in the other provinces. You know, all I'm relying on is information coming to me from those people who've been here before, and that has been the consensus. But I believe at the end of the day, we want to improve cricket throughout Canada, and you want to pick the best players that represent Canada, not just possibly from one province. The onus is upon us to look for the best players, but also to help develop those provinces that we feel are lacking in whether it's facilities or quality players. How do you then improve those players, possibly not now in terms of short term, but certainly medium and long term going forward? So I think if we can get that dynamics going, very much so, I think we'll all go well for Canada cricket in the future. You'll have more to choose from. And certainly, I think everybody will feel that they're involved, east and west, and whether they call it north or south.
Let's talk a little bit about Canada's position globally, if you like, in terms of the associates. You say you've got the UAE and you've got Holland coming to Canada later in the year. Are those the sort of standards that this team needs to aspire to, or can it compete with these countries?
We have shown that we can compete. The problem is that the team has been at the bottom of the table now for quite some time, and it takes a toll. Winning like losing is something that can get to you. And I think if you're consistently losing, no matter what happens, sometimes it's hard to get out of that. But I think once the team takes victory once or twice, I think they get an understanding of what it feels like. And I think we have to consistently replicate that. So I think it's a matter of us competing with the players at this point in time. Now is the opportunity for us to start winning against those guys. But it also means we have to pick possibly the best possible team that we can with the right amount of experience and possibly the right amount of youth. I think right now there are quite a lot of young players in the setup, and it augurs well for the future. But if we want to compete against some of the teams presently, we will certainly need to enhance that with a bit more experience.
Gus, what about the various formats of the game? Of course, at this time of year, everybody's looking towards India and the IPL and T20. The traditionalists like to see the four-day version of the game. Do you have a preference, and is it important that your players can adapt to the different forms of the game?
All the formats are important, and it has merit. And I believe we as administrators will certainly have to provide the avenue for the young players to develop. You talk about the young players. You have 18, 19, 20-year-old players in the setup that will need to play the longer version of the game. That's where they learn the game. If you have a strong base, you can build on it. And I think that's going to be very important going forward. So how we utilize these young players, how we bring them on, how we nurture them will be our responsibility. So I think that it's the four-day game, the two-day game, the three-day game is the ideal platform to groom those young players. More senior players, obviously, we need to utilize them in possibly the T20 and the 50-over format. So I think the experience that they would have and bring to the table, that augurs well for that type of game, because it is a fast-paced game. It's a tough game mentally as well as physically. So I think we have to now use the players that we have in the different formats so that we get the best out of them.
Finally, Gus, you're building up. You've got, about 6 months or so to get the team ready for the World T20 qualifiers. Is that long enough for you to be able to put this team together the way you'd like to and have the talent and experience working and shoveling in the same direction by the time those qualifiers come around?
The time in itself is good enough time to do it. Unfortunately, what you have is whether you have facilities that are available to you day in, day out to actually work with the individuals, and whether you have the individuals day in and day out to actually work going forward. All things being equal, it's a difficult situation. Many of the better players or the experienced players do work in this jurisdiction, and it's always difficult to get them coming out to training every day outside of the actual contracted players. So I think that is also going to be an issue going forward, and also venue, the availability of venues throughout the year. As you know, you have a very short summer. And I guess once the summer is finished, it means you're into the winter season. again, facilities may not be available. So again, it will take finance to get players outside of this area to play regularly against better competition, possibly in the Caribbean, maybe going to the UAE earlier. You know, so again, it will take a lot of innovation to get the right mix. But certainly the 6 months is adequate once we have all the small things in place.
That's Gus Logie, the head coach of the Canadian men's cricket team, and this has been the Cricket Canada Report. I'm Nigel Reid. Until next time, thanks for listening.